Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Talk Live, kicking off the second hour. It's Mark with you.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
And, yeah, we talked in the last hour about, well, Trump signing blank pieces of paper from his hospital ward and possible next American Civil War. So you pick the number.
Maybe he was just out of his mind, and they were like, here, sir, here's some paper. Just go ahead and do your thing. Sign your name on it.
I happen to think the blank pieces of paper are probably the best thing that he should ever sign.
I'm going to go ahead and say that this was intended to be a representation of him working while at Walter Reed.
Understood.
And I believe he is working at Walter Reed, but he's probably doing it from his T-shirt and boxers.
So it's like in the movies where you've got the hackers and they've got this great 3D virtual scene with all these like glowing skyscrapers. Mm-hmm. And really what's happening is they're sitting in front of a terminal typing text into their Linux.
So anyway, whatever, if you think it's a big deal, the number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. And I guess we've got, some story about an indoor wedding getting broken up by the police.
Yep. Let's see. This one's from NBC Connecticut. Sheriff's bust illicit indoor wedding in New York City with nearly 300 guests.
Otherwise, they wouldn't have to bust it.
Right.
Well, naturally. I mean, it's very threatening. People getting married.
I don't know exactly what illicit means. Does it just mean illegal? I've always heard it.
Delicious? Potentially unverified.
It clearly means bad.
It definitely means bad. I mean, illicit substances are the ones that you didn't get the guy with the very fancy diploma to prescribe to you.
Yep. Well, I've got Richie on the job, so go on.
All right, maybe the loud music was a giveaway, or perhaps all the well-dressed people entering a parking garage late on a Friday night. But either way,
fancy digs.
I know, right? But either way, an anonymous complaint about social distancing violations led New York City deputy sheriffs to break up an illicit wedding of nearly 300 guests at a hall in Woodside, Queens, late Friday night.
Per dictionary.com, illicit. Not legally permitted or authorized. So, yes, just illegal.
What? Sheriffs? New York City sheriffs?
Little unusual, that part.
Yeah, that part is confusing to me. Okay, so wedding in a parking garage?
Apparently.
Sheriffs usually handle evictions, right? So maybe that's part of their jurisdiction, get the people out.
Are we calling this outdoors?
Apparently it was just people were concerned because they saw all of these well-dressed people entering a parking garage, but where they actually held this was at a hall.
Okay.
Very uncommon for New York to have well-dressed people in a parking lot.
I mean, hundreds of them. Just hundreds of well-dressed people in a parking lot.
I'm calling the police. That man is in a tuxedo.
People living their lives in ways that I wish they wouldn't.
I don't know what's going on, but I'm sure it's bad for my immune system.
All right. Here I am looking with my binoculars at these people who are well-dressed in a parking garage. This must be stopped.
It must be a soiree.
A soiree. An illicit soiree. Deputies responded to the hall on Garfield Avenue just before midnight and found, quote, large groups of people entering the location through what appears to be an indoor parking area, as well as loud music coming from the location. On entry, they discovered 284 guests attending the wedding with seating, food, alcohol, and a live band.
A super spreader event.
A super spreader event, the likes of which we have never seen.
Right. Whatever happened to Sturgis? Oh, nothing.
Oh, right. The nothing.
Yeah.
The nothing that happens when people just go about their lives like we have been.
That was an outdoor event. This was clearly in a hall.
Oh, Sturgis was in plenty indoor stuff. And, you know, I'm sure some people caught the COVIDs at Sturgis. It's just that
I'm sure people caught a few things at Sturgis.
Right. Mama, it itches. But, you know, I mean, at this point, it's just not that big of a deal to catch this. Almost, I mean, we're finding out so many people have it.
The president has it.
Half of the, and he's working away, signing blank pieces of paper.
If the president can get it, we're all screwed.
Yeah.
Like, just give up now.
Yeah, the raid came amid growing concerns over surging COVID-19 clusters in Brooklyn and Queens, just hours before the busted wedding. Top health officials warned the city was just days from having to reimpose some lockdown restrictions if the clusters could not be brought under control. And that, I think, is a big part of this whole thing. There is this pervasive myth among the mask people that if all of you would just obey the state, then this will pass and we will get to go back to normal, or at least some semblance of it. And the reason that this keeps going on is because you won't wear the masks and you won't social distance and you won't do whatever Fauci tells you to do.
They've done that from the beginning, though, right? Like, as soon as the masks were a thing, it was, if all you people would just wear your mask, stay at home, right, the lockdown, just stay at home for 2 weeks, it'll blow over, and then we can all go outside, rather than just you going outside enjoying your freedom, you unmasked heathen.
But I did.
And it's so ironic, because this is exactly the thing that's giving us any semblance of what was normal, of the old normal, of, you know, human faces walking around without getting arrested for it.
Yeah.
So we had our social gathering, the regular social Sunday before the show, and there's probably, you know, 20 or so of us there, unmasked in the restaurant, and then a dude with a mask, like, walked to the door, peeked inside, saw all the unmasked faces, and then thought twice, like walked out, and then, you know, double checked to make sure that we, yep, what he saw was correct. 20 some odd people in a restaurant without wearing masks, and then didn't come in the restaurant.
I maintain that he was verifying whether or not he had slipped through a time portal.
And as far as I'm concerned, you should be able to determine whether you're going to go into a place based on, you know, whether they're following whatever guidelines you'd like them to follow.
Sure.
Now, but restaurants have to be the dumbest of the rules surrounding this COVID thing. The idea that you're going to walk into a restaurant with a mask on, you're going to get to your table and take your mask off, and then you're going to eat, drink, be merry, and then if you got to go potty, you
we
put the mask on.
We don't want you taking germs into the bathroom.
Right. You put your mask on, you go to the potty, and then you come back down, you sit down, you eat and drink and be merry. You're there for an hour, and then you put your mask on and you walk out of the building. What is that supposed to do? It doesn't do anything.
Compliance, Mark. Compliance.
It's absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, and submission.
I mean, you might as well just make it restaurants or no mask zones. You know, if you don't want, hey, look, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't want to catch the COVIDs, don't leave your house. But definitely don't go to a restaurant.
But they want to leave their house, and that's the thing. And if only you, who were out there not leaving, you know,
living your life,
house, living your life, would just stay at home too, then we can all go back out.
Right.
Right?
Well,
but it's
that's
not
true.
Fair that you
but
can
that's
go
not
back
true.
Out because I have to stay at home.
It was the 2 weeks, celebrating 6 months now of the 2 weeks to flatten the curve. I remember this, and the only time I went out was to go to the grocery store. I did the whole sanitizing thing and the whole mask thing. I did all that, and everybody else was doing it too, and it still happened.
Because of essential services, grocery stores had to stay open, restaurants had to stay open, medical services had to stay open, right? All of that contributed to a continuous spread. If only there was 100%
lockdown
for just 2 weeks.
It's almost like we need things to go on in order to live.
But you take the 2 weeks. This is their position, right? I'm not doing a good job here. If you just take the 2 weeks, shut everything down, let it pass.
But what about
only
we'd
shut
on?
Absolutely everything down? I mean, sure, some of you would have starved to death because you didn't happen to have 2 weeks' worth of canned goods. But, you know, for the greater good.
Nobody will starve to death in 2 weeks.
Start November 1st.
Like, what I want to know.
November 1st, shut everything down. Like, you have a month to prepare.
But do Democrat governors still get to send elderly COVID elderly patients into with COVID? COVID into nursing homes and kill 40%
of the population? Not for those 2 weeks.
Right. Not for those 2 weeks.
Nobody goes anywhere.
See, this is COVID's here because it's a nursing home problem. All right.
Look. And ironically, I have heard more old people saying, "Hey, let's get back to life."
Right.
Because they've only got a little bit left to live.
And like, they're the ones that are most at risk, and it's people defending them that want to take away our way of life.
855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
News from news.bitcoin.com. DocumentLeaks shows trillions of dollars of illegal activity by major banks. Alibaba files more blockchain patents than any other company in 2020. MicroStrategy, a publicly traded company, bought $175 million worth of Bitcoin last week, as little as two-thirds of Bitcoins will ever circulate. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com. Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021. We'll see you at forkfest.party.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The
number is 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever is on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Equalist Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
855-450-free. And you've heard us talk about Divi here on Free Talk Live, and maybe you've wanted to set up one of their easy-to-deploy masternodes or stake Divi so that you can begin earning Divi right now. Now, Ian says that setting up a Divi masternode was super easy and staking was even easier. Now, I haven't done this. My wife did it, and Ian did it, but I just didn't have to. So we're not investment advisors here on Free Talk Live, but we do think that you'll be impressed with your earning potential with Divi as compared to traditional investment vehicles. Go to DiviProject.org and get started. You can buy Divi at several exchanges. And by the way, they link to those exchanges right there at Divi, DiviProject.org, or directly from the Divi team. You need help? There's a link to their Telegram channel right there on their front page at diviproject.org. That's D-I-V-I. Divi is in division. diviproject.org. Let's go to Robert calling in from South Carolina. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
I was just thinking with regard to eating together at a restaurant, if it's all members of the same family or people who work together in the same room or people who are all physicians or members of the medical community, then it would be okay because those particular groups, they're pretty safe. They know what they're doing and they would rarely make a mistake.
Nope, I drove in from 50 miles away.
Okay. Were you a member of that group?
I consider myself a member of the group, but I don't... You know, I don't
this is the only time I see Richie every 2 weeks. So, you know, he could be, I don't know, kissing sailors on the French kissing sailors on the dock, is for all I know.
There's I'm going to need you to back up your chair. You're not holding the social distancing 6 foot.
I'm just about 6 feet.
That is 5.87 feet.
Robert, the same rules that apply to restaurants apply to bars. And sort of the whole purpose of a bar is so that you can your inhibitions can be lowered so that you talk to people you wouldn't otherwise talk to. Or at least that's one of the main considerations in a bar. And bars have been, so far with COVID, one of the bigger places that spreading goes on. But for some reason, we are allowing them.
Well, you know, everyone has to have a certain amount of personal responsibility. I mean, we're a lot of things that could kill us very easily. Yep.
That should be the only limitation in the whole COVID thing. Just take personal responsibility for you and your life and be done.
I mean, I've heard that there are these people just hurtling through space at 60 miles an hour and 2 tons of steel. That doesn't seem very safe at all.
No, but if that's what they want to do and they're willing to take the risk and they know what they're doing and they have the proper safety precautions built into their systems, then why not? There are some people one of these days who are going to be able to travel just about the speed of light, and one of these days may even be able to exceed it. But the fact of the matter is, if you've got your equipment in order and you've got that capability, then why not use it?
Even if you don't, you should still be able to do it and then take responsibility.
Well, because space travel is in violation of social distancing orders.
Is everybody just let go that Robert said that we might go faster than the speed of light? I mean, this is a very controversial statement.
Theoretical physicists, we know that there's an equal and opposite going on to everything we do in this universe, and that's got to be someplace in the other universe. How does the other universe know what's going on in our universe if you can't travel in excess of the speed of light?
Don't know.
I don't even know how to answer that question.
What other universe?
Okay. The equal and opposite universe?
Yes. Theoretical physicists agree on that.
I don't think you're right.
Well, I've heard them say that there's dark matter, which is like there's 90% of the universe is this dark matter thing.
Yeah,
so
most of them believe in that.
Yeah.
I've heard the infinite universe theory. If that's what you're referring to.
So just from scientific ignorance, right? I let that statement go mostly because why is the speed of light the fastest that all things could ever go ever?
Because they turn into light. At that point, and they don't turn back.
Okay.
Because once you get any amount of matter to actually reach the speed of light, it requires an infinite amount of energy to do that.
Okay. So humans traveling at the speed of light, then, would just dissolve into light particles and be done.
I'm believing, I've determined that I spent enough time trying to figure out the possibility of super light travel.
Okay.
To the point that I am I get upset thinking about it, and I have determined that it's never going to make a difference in my life.
Sure.
It's just like you're worrying about the Republicans and the Democrats. I'm never going to make a difference here. So I just abandoned the whole thought process. But
okay.
Basically, the conclusion I came to from my small and pedestrian amount of reading was it's never going to be possible. Robert has clearly determined that it is going to be possible, and,
yes. And
it just goes on round and round. Please.
Well, it sounds like he's espousing sort of a subspace. Is that kind of what you're talking about?
No, I was thinking about telomere extension. It'll be soon possible for us to live forever because telomere extension will be possible. That was almost done. My mom and my sister were involved with the research at the NIH about 20 years ago, but they stopped it because they didn't really want that. But the fact of the matter is somebody will continue on with that research. And once that's done, then as long as you don't die of bleeding to death on the way to the hospital, you should be able to live forever because we know that the aging process is telomere extension. Yes,
you're kind of switching topics here, but telomere extension basically causes cancer. I mean, that's what they found with the lab rats that they found out sort of evolved to the toxins that they were testing on the lab rats so that they would have longer and longer telomeres so that instead of getting poisoned, they all died of cancer.
Exactly. And that's why my mom and my sister couldn't finish the research. They stopped it because they had to preclude that cancer would be carried over because they got the idea from cancer cells and it was an extraction from cancer cells and they had to figure out how to prevent cancer from being carried over and the government wouldn't let them finish up on that research. They swept it right under the carpet.
Why do you think the government would do that, Robert?
Why? Because they don't want world war. Do you realize if suddenly nobody died of old age, what would happen? We'd be sold elbow to elbow after a period of time, and they're not ready.
Yeah, but hold on. The people that could afford to live long would, and the people who couldn't afford to live long would have children. I mean, that's how the world works. I mean, the nations that are having kids at this point, the 2.3, well, I can't remember what the rate is called, but it's called
replacement rate.
Replacement rate, whatever the rate is, of people that it's like 2.3 or 2.1, depending on where you are and what the medical care is and these kind of things. The ones that are having a higher rate than that, they're pretty poor nations. The ones that have lower than that, you know, they're just, I don't know, waiting to lose their wealth in the future. I'm not exactly sure how it goes. Robert, I do appreciate the call. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. I guess, you know, this telomere thing, there's a lot of people working on it.
Well, as far as traveling faster than the speed of light,
okay.
I think the only thing you're going to do is with the quantum entanglement, you can send messages. And if you can use that to somehow build a body for you elsewhere, that would let us effectively, though not literally, travel faster than light.
The theory, I've heard a theory espoused that Captain Kirk died in the first episode of Star Trek when he was teleported.
Which is technically true.
Right. So I mean,
and a new one was built on the other end.
His body was destroyed, right. I mean, the idea of teleportation is also rather is wrought with criticism. So I don't know. The number 855-450-3733. It's 855-453. What do you think about these science fiction tropes?
So when we brought him home, we didn't realize that Bear, the rescue dog, was actually sick. He had very flaky skin. He was dropping a lot of fur, and the vet wanted to do steroid injections, special dog food. Nothing seemed to work, so I was at a dead end.
DINOVITE.com.
I've been hearing Dinovite on the radio for years. It never actually crossed my mind to try it until it finally sunk in. Oh, you're talking about hair and skin. And anyway, I'll try it. Well, it took probably 6 weeks, but after we started using Dinovite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch, and he started to put weight on.
Dinovite is nutrition.
I wish that we would have started the Dinovite right away. It would have been so much easier.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
Every rescue dog in America deserves Dinovite for 90 days.
DINOVITE.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has released a short video from his hospital.
We're going to pay a little surprise to some of the great patriots that we have out on the street.
He briefly emerged from Walter Reed Medical Center wearing a mask. he took a quick ride in an SUV and waved to his supporters outside. He then returned back to his hospital room. Physicians are now clarifying the president's status and recovery. The doctors evaded some questions on Saturday, and they're now facing heavy criticism. Navy Commander Dr. Sean Connolly now says he had administered supplemental oxygen to the president on Friday. He declined to acknowledge that on Saturday. He says he was just trying to reflect an upbeat attitude.
You know, it came off that we were trying to hide something, which wasn't necessarily true. He is, the fact of the matter is that he's doing really well.
This is USA Radio News. New York City has seen a spike in COVID-19 cases and is now reimposing some restrictions. Mayor Bill de Blasio.
It pains me to be putting forward this approach that we'll need, but in some parts of our city, in Brooklyn and Queens, we're having an extraordinary problem, something we haven't seen since the spring.
While President Trump battles COVID-19 in the hospital, there are questions about the Supreme Court nominee and the vice presidential debate next week. Biden deputy campaign manager Kate Bedingfield was on ABC's This Week.
We have every expectation that the debate commission take all necessary precautions to ensure that everybody who attends the debate is safe. Obviously, that includes distancing. That includes a requirement on masks. So we have every expectation that they will do that, provided that all of those expectations are met. Yes, absolutely. We look forward to any opportunity for Senator Harris and for Joe Biden to make their case directly to the American people.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever is on your mind. It is Mark with you.
Beakless Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
The number 855-450-3733. It's 855-453. Don't get to forget to mark your calendars for ForkFest 2021. You can join like-minded voluntarists and libertarians from June the 28th through July the 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground, the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one's in charge. It also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping RV site at Rogers Campground from June the 28th through July the 4th, where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire. You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let other people know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat. By the way, there is no official Telegram chat, or the ForkFest forum, which is also unofficial. Links to those are on the unofficial website, which is at forkfest.party. You can mark your unofficial calendar for June the 28th through July the 4th, and we'll see you at forkfest.party.
I sense a theme in that copy.
Yeah, everything's unofficial.
I'm looking forward to see what they have this year. They had a live band and some interesting fireworks
and
last time.
Dance event. Yeah, it's really great. Let's go to Nick calling in from Nevada. Nick, you're on Free Talk Live.
Okay, I want to talk about the differences between men and women. And it's nothing sexist, by the way. And my phone was about to die, so I got to make this fast. So the interesting thing about how their minds work differently. Here, give me a minute.
Give you a minute for what?
To think about how their minds work differently.
Okay.
It's more than just dangly bits, Mark.
My guess is pulling up an article or something.
Yeah.
No, I'm just thinking off the top of my head.
Okay. How do their minds work differently?
Well, I can speak to one thing I know for certain. The corpus callosum, which brings together the left and right hemisphere of the brain, is much larger in biological females on average than in males.
I had heard that too, and then I had that same thing rebutted by a feminist who said, no, that is simply not true. Now, what I would then go to from there is that hormones are very important in the process of thinking. Without chemicals in your brain, you simply cannot think. There is no thinking going on without hormones. And that hormones in men and women are different.
Technically speaking, they're not hormones in the brain.
Okay.
The same structure as hormones. Hormones are in your blood system. In your brain, they are... I can't think of the term, but they're it's the same structure. They perform a similar function, but they're called. I'm gonna have to look that one up, but yeah. It's a different thing.
Yeah, but basically, you know, the chemicals in men's bodies are different than the chemicals in women's bodies.
It does say.
Yeah, I would say so. Do I think there's a difference? Okay. Yes.
All right.
Go ahead.
Well, my other question about that was, you're gonna give me.
No. Thanks for the call.
So I wonder, this feminist friend of yours, does she believe that gender exists objectively rather than just being a social contract or a social construct?
Does she believe gender exists? Are we talking about sort of so the terminology
male female differences,
sex and gender gets confused. So you know, like,
okay,
it doesn't have to.
No.
So you look up one of those definitions.
Does this feminist friend of yours believe that there is a biological objective difference between males and females?
Yes, I think she would say that. Yeah.
Well, that's not very good feministing, from what I understand.
Well, right. She's not. She certainly is her own sort of type of feminist. You know,
trans exclusionary radical feminist.
She's
maybe?
Not that. No.
Oh.
But that's a fun term.
I've heard a lot of people fighting over turf.
Yeah, the turfs and the transes fight a great deal, especially in Great Britain, as I understand it.
Yeah, I would like to see the evidence that she has, because not only do they develop differently, but like. Whether a male child has a secure environment will determine how much of their corpus callosum develops, which is not true in girls.
Interesting. Fascinating. Let's go to Jeanette, calling in from California. Jeanette, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello. How are you guys doing tonight?
All's well. What's on your mind?
Good. I just wanted to talk about my family and my experience with using local parks during COVID-19.
Okay. Are these parks with swing sets where you play frisbee? Or are these parks like where you hike a mountain?
No, parks where you have a swing set and a slide and monkey bars and all that good stuff.
All right.
Yeah, so here in San Diego, we've finally been given the clearance to start using them again. But before that, they had been closed. You know, allegedly they had caution tape all over and all that stuff. So we had been taking our kids to the park just to, you know, ride their bikes and what have you. And then back in May, my five-year-old started crying to my husband, saying she wished she had a friend to play with.
Yeah.
so that's when my husband decided, okay, we're...
Time for another baby.
Yeah. Well, we did have one, funnily enough.
Sounds like the poor kid's getting very socially distant.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he decided we're done social distancing and... We went back that weekend and he made a little sign that says, social distance hurts kids, come play with us.
That's awesome.
So we were probably at the park for like 3 to 4 hours before someone finally came up and was willing to let them play with our kid.
Mm-hmm.
And then a little bit from there, we started to make more and more friends that would actually let our kids play with their kids. And then we just started to use the play structure, even though we weren't supposed to. So then it kind of just turned into a game with us and the local parks department, because my husband would just, like, yeah, every day we would go. And
I hear the Dukes of Hazzard theme in the background.
Let me just interject real quick.
The mountains might get them, but the Lord never will.
Let me interject real quick just to say that this should put an end to the myth that school is the only place you can socialize children.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, exactly. We've made some really great friends, because our other friends are totally buying into the COVID stuff, right? And we haven't seen them for months, and, well, we just couldn't do that to my daughter anymore. So we would take the tape down every night, and then they would put the tape back up. And then eventually my husband went on a weekday morning, and there was someone there throwing a birthday party for their child.
Uh-huh.
And they actually started videotaping him and chasing him.
Who was videotaping who? Help me out with the pronouns here. Just tell that without pronouns.
Oh, sorry. So there were a group of people there getting ready to set up a birthday party for their child, with the idea that it was going to be a socially distanced birthday party, and they didn't want anyone...
Outdoors, where it's nice and safe.
And went, outdoors, mm-hmm. Exactly.
On public grounds.
On public grounds, yes. So my husband got there early to take the tape down before we were going to go over, and the people that were there decided to start videotaping him, and they called the police, and the police said, follow him, chase him.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. So my husband had parked his car like a block away, and just basically ran for it and was able to get away before finding them. But they were chasing him for a good bit. And then eventually he called me from an unknown phone number. He said, come pick me up, and I'll tell you when you get here. So we ran over and got him. Yeah. So it's just been a game that we've been playing with the local parks department, and just taking the tape off and off. And then finally a month ago, they just completely took the swings off.
Just remove the swings.
They just removed the swings. Yeah.
Well, I got to tell you, I salute your courage in all of this.
It's really pointless to remove the swings. I mean, like, what kid is going to get on right after some other kid licked the swings? I mean,
all of them?
Yeah, but there's not enough kids going to the park.
Okay.
We're out in the sun here. The number is 855-450-3733. Jeanette, appreciate the call. 855-450. Free as in freedom. What do you think about these scuff laws?
Hey, everybody. Confused about staying healthy in a crazy COVID culture? Me too. But listen, after all the research, all the conflicting studies, after all the squabbling, there's one thing almost everyone agrees on. It's that immune system health can literally be the difference between life and death. You probably already believe that. I certainly do. So here's the thing. I wanted to get past the craziness and find out which plant-based substances actually have studies that demonstrate some efficacy in immune support. Now, you'll have to sign a waiver, but you can check out what I've discovered at StrongerDefense.com. No cures or treatments there. Instead, little-known but shocking immune system research and a breakthrough immune support product based on that research called Immune 10X. And the best part? You can go to the Stronger Defense website right now and claim your own supply of Immune 10X without paying anything today. Crazy, right? Learn more about this unusual limited-time offer at StrongerDefense.com. That's StrongerDefense.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware, not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients, American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30 count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value free by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus. A 30 count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at gcnlife.com. That's gcnlife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at gcnlife.com. That's gcnlife.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever is on your mind. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE as in freedom. It's Mark with you.
Beagle's Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
Want to thank Kylon Eckhart, who is a silver amplifier. And you can be an amplifier, too. All you have to do is go to AMP, A-M-P, AMP. freetalklive.com and sign up there. And why would you want to do that? Well, for one, there's a few perks that you can get, among them the amp-only call-in line and you know, a variety of other things. But I think probably most importantly is that you want to support real freedom of speech, the best freedom of speech that we can can muster for you here on the FCC-controlled radio, where you can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. The other shows simply don't do that.
There's no program like this.
Yeah, it's just not available. Secondly, we defend liberty every issue, every time here on Free Talk Live. And there's no other show that's doing anything like that. So in two ways, we are unique. And if you would like to see that continue, mind you, defending liberty is not done free or cheaply. So go to AMP, A-M-P, amp.freetalklive.com. And do as Kylon Eckhart has and support Free Talk Live. We could use your $5 a month there, and that's all we ask. So, Peakless Mountaineer, apparently you have some. Not only did the New York Sheriff's Department bust up an indoor wedding, but you had some experience with a wedding here in New Hampshire that I wanted to hear about.
Yeah, that story definitely resonated with me. So I knew some people that went to a state park, which apparently you need a reservation to go on a mountain, which is
ridiculous.
I am completely unfamiliar with that concept.
Right. It's a new concept. And it's part of the new normal.
And not just under the whole, like, it is our country, it belongs to us, we have a right to use it, but just under a, since when did they bother with regulating large outdoor spaces?
Well,
COVID's in the air.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I just consider most of this COVID stuff a totem for those that really want Joe Biden to win. If we're just vigilant enough, we wear our masks enough, then Joe Biden will win and everything will be good.
Well, I know you watched the debate with some disdain.
Oh, yeah, it was awful.
And I watched it with a whole bunch of other liberty-minded individuals in a room, and we're laughing and yucking it up. So, yeah. You know, surroundings are important.
Yeah.
But one of the things that he did say was that America does want to reopen, but we want to do it safely, which is why Joe Biden was campaigning for total lockdown prior to reopening. Because you have to do the lockdown, right? Before you can open.
No,
it's
not
just
right.
For 2 weeks. It's just for 2 weeks.
Just for 2 weeks. Look, it depends on which doctors you listen to.
Temporary government program.
Right.
The experts. You listen to the experts. The experts say.
Which experts are you talking about?
The experts.
The experts. The experts are the ones that say that we have to shut down the effing economy for the rest of time until COVID has been eliminated from the human experience. I got news for you, ladies and gentlemen. There are deadly viruses before. There'll be deadly viruses after. If you shut down the economy now, you will never have one again. And that's it.
All right.
It's ridiculous. I mean, I'm just sick of that. Look, I'm not voting for Trump, but Biden terrifies me because he'll say whatever these leftist handlers of his want him to say.
Well, then you have to vote for Trump, Mark. Otherwise, you're going to get Biden.
No, I don't. Watch. I won't.
Okay.
You know, I just won't. So, anyway.
You know, I really hope you're wrong about that. And mostly it's just I'd like Ross back. That'd be awesome.
Ross Ulbricht?
Yeah. Or Snowden. That'd be cool. I mean, not that he would actually come back because he's probably too smart for that, but it'd be nice to.
It's a bad idea, but it'd still be nice to be pardoned.
And boy, would I like Assange to be, you know, treated like a human being.
Yeah.
Like given the customary rights of the
killing
place. He was born instead of being, hey, you're a spy against someone else's country, which I didn't think was a thing.
He's the press.
I mean, can China now say I am a spy against China and try me under their spying laws?
It honestly was the reason that I was scared to enter China. Was because all you have to...
They will never let you go.
All they had to do was listen to one show where I talk about China, and they're going to say, that guy's not a big fan of us.
And they have done the anyone, anywhere, at any time, who says anything positive for Hong Kong...
For Hong Kong, yeah.
...is in violation of their laws.
Yep.
Which apparently apply to everybody on Earth now.
Yeah. What do they think they are? Washington, D.C.?
You know, I didn't think that we had global government already. I thought we were still kind of arguing about whether that
Sorry
was
about that. We do. We do. So go ahead and finish telling me about the...
With this, there was a two-parking lot situation and an upper parking lot and a lower parking lot. And the lower parking lot is where they check for your reservations, which, again... Reserving your spot.
No, to, reservations to hike. Okay. No,
to hike.
Yeah.
To hike a trail on a mountain is just such a bizarre idea to me. We're going to run out of outside. Right. There will just not be enough outside for all of the people.
Did you give him your Ron Swanson paper that just says you have permission to be here? I am allowed to be here.
It's on this paper.
So this is a wedding on a mountain?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, it was that was the idea.
Yep.
And apparently someone had leaked the news that there was going to be this wedding. So they sent out the goons.
Uh-huh.
And for hours, the upper parking lot had everyone being harassed. Are you with the wedding? Are you with the wedding? Are you with the wedding? Are you with the wedding?
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, heaven forbid people have a ceremony on
it. So it's okay to be on the mountain. It's not okay to be on the mountain if you're there for the wedding.
Right.
Okay.
Well, that would be a
gathering.
Regardless,
you needed a reservation.
Right. Like regardless of your reservation. You can have your reservation to be on the mountain, but you're not allowed to be in a group on the mountain,
right.
And weddings are groups.
That's what I'm saying.
So like, you had to have a reservation, and
regardless.
You had to not be at the wedding.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Those are the requirements to be on, apparently, their mountain.
So did the wedding take place?
It did, in fact.
Okay.
A beautiful moment of serendipity allowed the bride to go up the mountain while the police were coming down the mountain to harass everyone in the lower parking lot about whether or not. You're with the wedding? You're clearly with the wedding. Does it look like I'm with the wedding? I'm sitting in a park bench.
Which wedding are you referring to? Is this the wedding of tyranny and biological warfare? Because that's what it feels like.
So, ironically, I heard stories about this whole reservation thing after the fact because I did not attend this wedding.
Okay.
And the funny thing was, right, the groom's guests were not aware of this reservation requirement.
Okay.
The bride's guests were.
Okay.
The bride sent out, like, messages to people going, like, hey, don't forget, if you plan on attending this wedding, you got to get a reservation to go up the mountain.
All right. How do you get this reservation to go up a mountain?
Apply from the state. There's, like, if she linked to whatever form you have to fill out.
You're kidding me.
Yeah. Bride was on top of it. Groom, not so much.
I haven't hiked a trail that you would need a reservation for in this amount of time, and so... It hasn't affected me.
It's a COVID thing. That's, you know, it's obviously not pre-existing COVID where you need the reservation, but all of a sudden, permission to be out, permission to hike, permission to climb the mountain.
I can't even imagine to be outdoors.
I mean, the gall of these people to imagine that they had some right to assemble.
The additional bureaucracy.
Was it a peaceful assembly, though?
How much more peaceful can you get than a wedding? Like, so, there's a moment where they actually ask, hey, if anyone's got a problem with this, speak up.
I guess, so I have said many times on the air throughout the almost two decades that Free Talk Live has been on the air, that if there is a reason for a state, that reason is, in fact, a global pandemic. Now, let's imagine...
Which is, thankfully, we have a state then, because we're in the midst of a global pandemic, Mark.
Let's imagine that COVID actually was what they purported it to be that first week. You remember when COVID was killing like 1 out of 10 people? And it wasn't, but that was the perception.
Millions are going to die in this country alone.
Right. It's killing 1 out of 10 people, and it spreads through the air like a Frankenvirus. It sticks to everything like super glue. You know, like silly putty, whatever the stickiest thing is you can think of. Sticks to you like a booger. And
just can't flick it.
You just can't get rid of it without rubbing it on somebody else. And it just, you know, like if it was actually like that, then, you know, maybe I could see sort of the reasoning behind it. But now, you know, now that we've gotten to the COVID being like 0.01% fatal, I mean, and those kind of things, obviously it doesn't make any sense.
And I think if it were that bad, right, the vast majority of people would self-quarantine for their own self-preservation.
We'd be dead before we had a chance to ever get to ever do anything anyway. Like, it wouldn't make a difference. Like, the state wouldn't be able to interact. There's almost no scenario where the state actually pulls something off.
So they're unnecessary even in a global pandemic.
Indeed. The global pandemic
more
is
than unnecessary.
If it's convinced
actively
me
harmful.
Of anything, it's convinced me the government is just too incompetent to handle this. What about you? 855-450-3733.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block. And that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture. One that's as secure as Bitcoin, while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads are responsibility.
Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.